This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. The United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement went into effect on July 1, 2020. It was designed to allow for more balanced and reciprocal trade between the three North American trade partners. However, a recent USMCA dispute panel argued that Canada's dairy import policies don't breach its commitments under the US-Mexico-Canada Agreement. This came after the United States dairy industry and US trade organizations argued that Canada's protectionist practices allow Canada to ignore its USMCA commitments. We will hear from United States Senator Chuck Grassley on the latest ruling next.
When it comes to protecting your investment in fuel and diesel-powered equipment, Diesel X Gold from FS clearly beats other diesel fuels. New detergents disperse contaminants to prevent sludge that plugs filters and causes unexpected downtime. And now, better moisture handling chemistry helps ensure your fuel stays dry, reducing microbial growth and fuel line freeze-ups. So when you're deciding what fuel to use, choose Diesel X Gold, absolutely the best fuel to power and protect your diesel equipment. Contact your local FS Energy specialist today or visit GoFurtherWithFS.com.
Late last week, a U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement dispute panel allowed Canada to continue restricting dairy access that the United States negotiated for under the agreement. The action came after an earlier panel ruled in January 2022 that Canada had improperly restricted access to its market for American dairy products. United States Senator Chuck Grassley says that this decision allows Canada to continue practices that were thought to be done away with as part of the original USMCA agreement.
And we thought that their dairy industry under their law was too protective. So we thought we were changing it so some of these restrictions would go away. They're left in place. So this decision is a huge loss for American farmers.
Grassley says the USMCA agreement was popular in the United States Senate because of the hope that it would open up Canada's dairy market access.
And I think we had 89 senators vote for the USMCA, and it was because of its potential to expand dairy market access to Canada. It's clear Canadian quotas unfairly limit American dairy producers, and it's disappointing the Biden administration could not do more during the dispute panel to show how these quotas harm our farmers and in violation of the USMCA.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.